Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the California Angels and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the California Angels, Paul Hartzell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bostock trying to get to second. Bell throws to second, with Kuiper covering, who tags Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hartzell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. Grubb moves to third. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Chalk reaches second base with a double. Downing moves to third. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander bunts in front of the plate. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Chalk covering, for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Bostock goes all the way around to score. Jackson moves to third. It's 2-1, Angels. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 1. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning is hit by the pitch. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's Angels, 2, Indians, 2. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Chalk moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians 2. The Angels will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-4 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-4 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Speed moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Speed scores. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. It's Angels, 4, Indians, 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Angels will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Jim Kern now pitching. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chalk hits a line drive towards the mound. Kern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Jim Anderson. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-5 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Gritch now playing second base. Dave Chalk now playing shortstop. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 5 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Chalk fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields the ball and throws to LaRoche covering. Safe. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 5 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 5 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 5 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 4 for 6 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb bunts towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Bell is walked intentionally. Tom Griffin now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Grich reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-6 in the game. Miller bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Downing and he is out, chalk applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Indians 4. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-6 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Chalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 5-4, Angels. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chalk. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Chalk steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Angels 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 4-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.